The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' When he was speechless, then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot, and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Storytelling is our way to account for who we are. Each of our lives is a story that is told to the world. I have an example in the Old Testament from Deuteronomy 26. It says this: "My father was a fugitive Aramean. He went down to Egypt and he became a great and very populous nation. The Egyptians dealt harshly with us and oppressed us. They imposed heavy labor upon us. We cried to the Eternal, the God of our ancestors, and he heard our plea and saw our plight, our misery, and our oppression. He freed us from Egypt by a mighty hand and awesome power, and by signs and wonders. God brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey." I'm sure you're familiar with this story of the Israelite that resulted into the Passover feast. Now, if you think that God has nothing to do with our stories, you would be wrong. Often, we learn from God's footprints all over our lives. And the prophet Isaiah in our Old Testament story today had learned to praise God for everything that God had done for them, for the safety of the nation of Israel. Now, we can appreciate that very much because Israel is at war right now. So at moments where they were at peace, they could very much appreciate it, because for the longest time in their history, they are either at war or they are being taken away in exile. So they had a very, very distinct moment, sense that God is with them and is very much involved in their story. And Isaiah told them that God eventually will wipe away their tears from their faces. And this is a story of hope from a people who recognizes that the success they've had so far wouldn't have happened if it wasn't the Lord himself. So God was very much involved in their story. Now, I want to tell you about God's story. He says it in himself. He says it in parables. And I will paraphrase, I apologize. He says, I, the King of the universe, has come to woo you to attend my son's royal wedding. Are you ready? God asks. Well, depending on your decision, you will determine whether your personal story will somehow intersect with God's story. Because that's what we want, that our story, wherever we are at in life, that we will get to a point that we intersect with God's story. Our stories are very much important because we want to be understood. Think about it. Why do you tell your story? We want to be understood. We want to feel valued. In Africa, our stories are priceless. No matter whether it's your grandfather, your grandmother telling you a story, it might even be a legend. There's this legend that we have in our country that this lake that we have that has methane gas, that there is one woman who went to the bathroom and then there we go, we have a whole lake. I have never understood why, but there is a big reason why that we have those legends, because they teach us about this is a good way to become a good human being and this is not a good way to become a good human being. So we learn from those stories and we learn about God's involvement in our lives through the twists and turns of our lives. Now, we sense the pain and the joys of the storyteller as he tells their story, so we can emphasize as when we feel them as if they were our own. So that's the lenses through which I am reading this parable of Jesus. And I sense that he was almost telling us that God the Father cares for all of us in the highest degree possible. And that's why he went to the cross, to heal us from our own sins. But I want you to listen to these characters that in God's story. And the king says, come, I have prepared my son's royal banquet for you. So I have slaughtered the cow and I have plenty to eat. And this is for you. I want you to come. I don't know about your story, but God is saying, bring your story to God's altar. And so you can meet God's story. I want your story and my story to be intertwined. Quite an invitation, isn't it? So surprisingly, the Jews did not care for this invitation. They thought they understood and knew everything about God. And in their confidence, they slammed God's invitation. And they didn't know that it was God's invitation. They slammed God's invitation. We should always listen to God's messages attentively because our lives may depend upon them much later. I could sense the king's rage in God's story that he sent his messengers with the invitation and they killed them. And now the story developed into a thriller. The king was enraged because his intended guests, they ghosted him and they became murderers. And so that was not a good situation. And so the king said, okay, my workers, we have to invite everyone else. Go into the street, go to Memphis, go to Lakeland. Invite everyone to come to the banquet of my son because there's all this food that I've created here in my house, and I want all the people that I've created, that I love, to come to this banquet. In other way, this is a story of the Jews and the Gentiles, and our stories are interconnected with each other, and we all need connection with God's story, and there's no time to waste. We need to stay prepared at all times. Don't allow your oil reserves to be too low, Jesus said in another parable. And the invitation goes out when you read the Bible, when you hear someone preach. The invitation always goes out, and our stories most often intersect with God's story when we are alone in our own room and we are assaulted by the lies from the evil one, the betrayals and the feelings of worthlessness and brokenness, and Jesus comes in and stands with us in it all so that we can face it with him. He enters all human suffering, no matter what your suffering is, he enters our suffering so that no one suffers alone. He transforms our suffering into love and life and communion with God our Father. In my own life, when I have been facing worse nightmares, other people stepped into my life to be with me, to stand with me in my struggles. They brought Christ in my life in a most tangible way. And that's what Jesus accomplished on the cross, to come in into our sufferings to heal us. So now I'm going to ask you something this morning, that you would embrace God like never before. Let God's story be also your own. Be ready to step in other people's pains. Walk with them in their struggles and be Christ's support to them. Amen.